Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. Special welcome to the folks who were at our Youngevity event this morning slash afternoon. We had a good time. Tom Chenault, Denise Chenault, Dr. Taylor Mitchell, Dr. Randy Shannon, and myself all spoke about the Youngevity business. And if you're joining us on The Bright Side from the program or from our event this morning slash afternoon, welcome aboard. If you're interested in signing up to join The Bright Side Ben team, if you want to start a Youngevity business, if you're an entrepreneur and you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, I highly recommend that you check out the Youngevity business opportunity. You can go to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can order Youngevity products off the website, and you can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the website as well by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We can help you build your business for you. You can help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. As it says in the Bible, Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And that is really the state of affairs in this country and around the world. People just don't know what to do. People are frustrated. They're not getting help from the medical model. And as kindly and as nice as doctors and nurses are, they're just not equipped to deal with our long-term chronic degenerative disease crisis, the health crisis that accounts for 80%+ of our health dollars spent on chronic degenerative disease, folks. Not emergencies, not traumas, not infections, not accidents. Basically, it's our lifestyle, and basically, it's our foods. You know, I talk about the triangle of disease a lot, the 3 points of bodily breakdown that underlie all chronic health challenges, the digestive system and the blood sugar system and the adrenal thyroid complex. But you know what? As much as I wanted to simplify when I came up with the triangle of disease, I wanted to simplify health and wellness so that people only had a couple of 3 points to deal with when it came to their heart disease or their tremors or their movement disorders or their Parkinson's disease or their dementias or their autoimmune problems. Even 3 points is a little complicated. So you can just simplify the triangle of disease to the horizon of disease. That's what somebody called it this morning, the horizon of disease or the plane of disease. 2 points. You don't even have to worry about the adrenal thyroid complex. You just have to worry about the foods we eat, how our body processes them, that is digestive and food health, and then blood sugar. That's it. That is it, folks. Between digestive distress associated with problem foods and dysglycemia, not diabetes, dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar, and hyperinsulinemia, you have the cause of the vast, vast, vast majority of chronic health disease, if not all chronic health disease. I'll go on a limb. I'll say all chronic health disease. is digestive and blood sugar, digestive and blood sugar, digestive and blood sugar. From now on, when I do my talks, I'm just going to say digestive and blood sugar. I'm going to make the people listen say it, digestive and blood sugar, because it just doesn't compute. If you go to the doctor, if you go interact with the medical model, when you have some kind of lifestyle-based health challenge, you have drank the Kool-Aid. You've been infected by a virus, a mind virus, a meme. Yes, that's what memes are, by the way. They're mind viruses. Today, people think of memes as images that pass through on the internet. That's not what memes really started out as. Memes came from, the word meme comes from a term that was coined by Richard Dawkins in the book The Selfish Gene back in the 1970s, maybe the 1980s. In the book, he said that just like genes are short for genetics, or a shortened form of genetics, or the building blocks of genetics, memes are the shortened form or the building blocks of memetics, of memory. Memetics is memory. A meme is an idea. A meme is an idea that passes through the culture virally. That's what we mean when we say something went viral. When an idea passes through the culture virally, it has certain characteristics. The most important characteristic is it doesn't care about the vector. The vector is the thing that spreads the virus. In the case of mind viruses, it's people. In the case of a computer virus, it's your hard drive. In the case of a biological virus, it's immune systems and other biological systems in human and animal bodies. In the case of mind viruses, it's human beings. Mind viruses spread without giving a rat's you-know-what about the vector, about us. And mind viruses are insidious. We don't know we've been infected by them. If you're singing a commercial jingle, an advertising jingle, that you heard on TV last week or this morning, or 50 years ago for that matter, you've been infected by a mind virus. If you believe things and you don't know where you got that belief from, you've been infected by a mind virus. If you have a religion and you go to church and you go to synagogue or you go to mosque or you go to wherever you go without knowing why, without believing any of it, you've been infected. Religions are notorious for infecting people with mind viruses, and the religion of medicine is the worst perpetrator of mind viruses. If you go to the medical model, a representative of the medical model, to deal with a lifestyle-based illness, which is what chronic degenerative disease is, you've been infected by a mind virus. If you're taking drugs and they're not helping you and they make you feel lousy, you've been infected by a mind virus. If you have organs taken out and you don't know why they're taking them out just because somebody told you to take them out, you've been infected by a mind virus. And I venture to say most people, especially folks not listening to this radio program, have been infected by mind viruses. Medical mind viruses, health mind viruses. We do things that we don't know why we do them. There's nothing the medical model can do for long-term chronic degenerative disease, as proof by the fact that we have more doctors and more devices and more drugs and more protocols and more hospitals and more insurance programs and more races for the cure than any other history in the culture of mankind. In the history of man. And we are the sickest, fattest, most cancer-ridden, most diabetes-ridden, most unhealthy culture at the same time, because there's nothing in the modern medical model's bag of tricks that can help us with long-term chronic degenerative disease. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It's us. When we simplify the triangle of disease to the horizon of disease, the plane of disease, the 2 points of disease, not even 3 points, the intestine, the digestive tract in general, I should say, and food, and the blood sugar system, you have the cause of almost all, of all chronic degenerative diseases. They all start at the level of the digestive system and food and blood sugar. That makes it so easy, but you know what? It's too easy. It sounds simplistic. It doesn't sound real. It sounds like a panacea. It sounds like snake oil, but it's not. It's logical. It's not medical. It's logical. It's not scientific. It's logical. You don't have to be smart. You just have to be logical. Take autoimmunity. Some 38 million Americans, 37, 38 million Americans suffer from autoimmune diseases. There's 80 to 100. They keep finding new ones. Now they even believe cardiovascular disease may have an autoimmune component. But you know what? If you go to the representatives of the medical model, and by the way, this is not ripping on any doctors. Doctors are very good people. For the most part, there's some bad apples there, sure. But for the most part, they're good people who want to help. It's not about individual doctors. It's about the model. If you go to the medical model for an autoimmune disease, guess what's going to happen? Well, we'll tell you when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Dr. Martin Moore-Eady coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about light. Dr. Moore-Eady is the light doctor. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Martin Moore-Eady coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about light and health. Dr. Moore-Eady is the light doctor. His book, Light Doctor, Using Light to Boost Health, Improve Sleep, and Live Longer. And his website is thelightdoctor.com. Light is so darn important for serotonin and melatonin and vitamin D. That is sunlight anyway for vitamin D. Our problems today, many of our health problems today are associated with too much blue light, not enough red light. We'll talk about all that with Dr. Moore Eady at the bottom of the hour. And if we have calls, we'll take them this segment, 844-236-6010. So we did a longevity talk this afternoon in my lab, or this morning in my lab, and it was a great time. Dr. Taylor Mitchell talked about toxicity. Dr. Randy Shannon talked about the longevity products. And I talked about one of my favorite subjects to talk about, and that is the simplicity of health, how easy health should be. But it's not as easy as it should be because we've been infected by mind viruses. So I read a letter that I got a couple weeks ago. I think I read it on this program last week. From a gal who is 38 years old, and oh my goodness, this is a letter she got that I this is the text I received. Hello, my name is Christy. I have a friend with scleroderma, autoimmune disease. I'll tell you about that here in a sec. That's affecting her organs. Doctors don't know what causes it. Oh my God, you're going to know what causes it in a moment. You're going to know more than your doctor when I tell you what causes, because it's really simple. It's not complicated. It's not complicated what causes autoimmune disease or what causes any disease. We just complicate it. Doctors don't know what causes it, so I was wondering if you could explain it and give us a game plan that could help us, since they told her it would only progress, and there is no treatment. How dare they? Did they tell this gal that they weren't going to bill her? They weren't going to charge? They weren't going to take her money? There is no treatment. It would only progress. Horse hockey. She's 5'6", 240 pounds. Okay, right there we got a problem. She has a collarbone plate. Okay, her body's breaking down. She's only 36 or 37. She had a hysterectomy. What does that tell you? Estrogen. This is a lady who's hyperestrogen. I could have treated her just from this note. Hysterectomy, tubal ligation, more estrogen, gallbladder out, more estrogen, and food processing. Carpal tunnel, her body's deteriorating. Three C-sections, more estrogen, likely associated with the digestive system, and a gastric sleeve. And she's 37 years old. You know what that means? You know what all this says? All this is screaming. Screaming digestive problem. Screaming food problem. Screaming dyspepsia. That is messed up digestion. And doctors don't know what to do. They carved her up like a Christmas turkey. Now she has no female organs. Now she has no gallbladder. Now she has a gastric sleeve. This is horrific, people. Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Alexander the Great, 300 BC, I am dying from the hands of too many doctors. Yes, that's a quote from Alexander the Great, one of the greatest conquerors in the history of the world. Yet he was conquered himself by the medical model of the time. So autoimmunity, scleroderma is one of autoimmune disease, one of 100, let's say, autoimmune diseases. What is autoimmunity? The body attacks itself. Does the body go crazy? Is the body stupid? Is the immune system idiotic? It just attacks itself? Is it drunk? Is it retarded? No. It doesn't go... We have this idea that our body attacks itself. A heart attack. A gallbladder attack. The immune system attacks itself. The immune system doesn't attack itself. The immune system doesn't attack the body for no reason. Reading from the Journal of Alternative Therapies. Volume 21. Supplement 1. Molecular mimicry as a mechanism for food immune reactivities and autoimmunity. How long have I been saying this, people? The mucosal immune system is constantly exposed to challenges from the antigenic, that means immune activating, substances found in food and released from the body's own microbiome. The body's normal tolerances can be disrupted by a number of factors such as disease, injury, shock, trauma, surgery, drugs, blood transfusion, environmental triggers, and I'm going to add crappy food. When this disruption happens, the ingestion of foods containing antigenic, that means immune activating substances that have compositions similar to those of the body's autoantigens, the things the body reacts to, can result in the production of antibodies that not only react to foods, but to the body's own tissues. This is not science, people. This is logic. Things get into the body. That is the blood through a leaky gut. Once those food particles and microbial particles and immune particles get into the bloodstream, immune activation in the blood occurs. This leads to the production of something called circulating immune complexes, or CICs. These CICs ultimately get deposited in tissues. the connective tissue in the case of scleroderma, the thyroid in the case of Graves' disease, or Hashimoto's thyroiditis, the nerves in the case of multiple sclerosis, the joints in the case of rheumatoid arthritis, the connective tissue in the case of lupus, the skin cells in the case of psoriasis, the pigment-making cells in the case of vitiligo. You see where we're going here? It doesn't matter where the problem occurs. It matters that it occurs. What is this all saying? If you have an autoimmune disease, if you have any inflammatory disease, and all diseases are inflammatory in nature, you have a defensive disease. The immune system is the defense department, and inflammation is the calling card of the immune system. Again, this is not science or medicine. This is logic. When things get into the body, that is, into the blood, you activate an immune defensive response. If you want to stop a defensive response that's wreaking havoc on your health and well-being, you stop the offending agent. It's simple. This should be so inspiring to anybody who's suffering from the horrors of autoimmunity or any inflammatory disease, which is all of them. Listen to this. All health challenges are inflammatory. That means all health challenges, chronic, that is, are defensive. That is so powerful, if you understand what I just said. All chronic health challenges, all chronic degenerative diseases, which make up 80 to 90% of our healthcare misery and costs, are inflammatory. They're defensive. They're the response to an attack by an outside agent. The body doesn't attack us. Our foods attack us. Our lifestyle attacks us. Of course, if you're smoking and you're doing drugs and you're drinking alcohol, that's going to compound things. If you're injecting things through your skin, whether it's prescription, vaccinations, or illegal drugs, you're going to be susceptible to the same kinds of problems. But for most of us, it's food. And when you consider that the foods we eat today and the foods we've eaten over the last 40 or 50 or 100 years didn't exist for most of our human lifespan, for most of our evolutionary lifespan, human beings are roughly 200,000 years old. Our human ancestors were 2 million years old, perhaps. And they didn't have hamburgers. They didn't have pizza. They didn't have Snickers bars. They didn't even have the same veggies we have today. They didn't even have the same livestock we have today. They didn't have the same fish because our fish are contaminated. And our cattle are eating corn and processed foods and given hormones and antibiotics. All our food is different. Is it any wonder that we would be suffering from food-based illnesses? So what's the solution? It's simple. Change the way you eat. Eat less food. And make sure you get on a solid nutritional supplement program that features micronutrient supplementation. We'll talk about that tomorrow on The Bright Side. Coming up next, Dr. Martin Moridi, the late doctor. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll return right after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products up at brightsideben.com as well as a Join the Team link that you can use if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the longevity family. You can also head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com. The longevity products are up on all the websites. And a Join the Team link is available on all the websites as well. You can call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 if you prefer to speak to a real-life human being. We can help you build your business. The longevity community has been around since 1997. I joined in 1998. I've been doing it for 26 years. And in that time, I can't tell you how many folks we've helped. If it sounds interesting to you, if you want to be part of a win-win business, if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, sign up to join the Brightside Ben team today. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. for prevention of post-surgical scarring, healing of post-trauma skin or post-burnt skin, helping folks deal with eczema, psoriasis, acne, or even just treating plain old dry skin. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And of course, that comes as no surprise to anybody listening to this program because health is beauty and healthy skin is beautiful skin. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicon, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients featuring topical nutritional supplements. That's what Truth Treatments are about. They're topical nutritional supplements with fat-soluble vitamin C, retinol, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, fullerenes, and of course, plant-derived minerals, all in transdermal delivery systems to get those active ingredients, those nutrients, to where the living cells are. Keratinocytes, the skin cells in the bottom of the skin, and the fibroblasts in the dermis. You will notice results quickly, like in one day, with Truth Skin Health products. And that's what they are. They're skin health products. Truth Skin Health. Truth Skin Health products are available at Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right. I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Martin Moore Eade is the Light Doctor. And his book is The Light Doctor. We're going to talk about energy-efficient LED lights that are being heavily promoted and what they can do, the downside they could have on our health. We're going to talk about blue light. I hope we get to talk about serotonin and melatonin. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Martin Moore Eade. Hello, Dr. Martin Moore Eade.
Hello there. Delighted to be with you.
Yes, delighted that you're on the program. Light is something that I'm very fascinated with in general, but especially when it comes to health. So what is the biggest misunderstanding we have about light and specifically about sunlight, about solar radiation?
Well, people just think of light as what you need to see by. In other words, you need outside, you've got beautiful daylight. Inside, you get electric light. And as long as you can see what you're doing, that's all you need to care about. Wrong. Light is absolutely critical for health. And the light that is given to us, you know, in the LEDs, actually is unhealthy light, particularly when it's used at nighttime. So we've got to be thinking about light as a tool for health. It's as important as the food you eat, the water you drink, the air you breathe in terms of your health. It's what that light is made up of, and most people really don't understand what light. Light is light, and in fact, it's made up of critical wavelengths, which are associated with how you can keep healthy.
So it seems like in the last, since the late 1800s, we've completely changed our environment in terms of light. That has to have an impact on our health in general, and specifically on our biochemistry, and I'm thinking hormone health.
Absolutely. We used to, until the invention of electric light, we spent most of our time, people spent most of the time outdoors, in the fields or wherever they worked. Most people worked outside and exposed to bright, rich sunlight and daylight. At night, they used candles or wood fires and then slept in the dark at night. And the key thing about all that is they got a huge dose of blue in sunlight, and blue is the critical color for keeping our circadian clocks in sync, and they had no blue exposure during the night. And now we brought along these LEDs, rich in blue, night and day, and we are living in such a totally different world. 90% of our time is spent indoors, and we're in way dimmer light indoors than we ever are outside. And then when we're in the evenings, we're getting exposed to way more blue light than we need to see. And that is just, we're living in constant twilight, effectively. Because it's really bright out there, you know, the sunny day is 50,000 lux of light. And, you know, we live inside in, 300 lux of light. And we need that light during the day. We don't get it these days. We don't want the light during the night, but we get a lot of it. And amazing number of people sleep with the lights on. Which is really devastating to health.
Talk a little bit about circadian biochemistry, how biochemicals like melatonin and serotonin change with the, or are supposed to change with the time of day and with with light or with sunlight that hits through the eyes, and how these LED lights and 24-hour lighting is affecting that.
Right. The basic mechanics are as follows. Light falls on the eyes. All these effects are coming through the eyes. There are receptors in the back of our eyes that are blue detectors. They actually got a fancy name. And so they're called retinal ganglion cells, intrinsically photosensitive retinal ganglion cells. We call them IPRGCs. Those are blue light detectors. They really just detect sky blue light, and that's what they focus on. That sends a signal to the circadian clock, the master circadian clock in the suprachiasmatic nucleus, again abbreviated SCN. That clock in turn sends signals to the pineal gland, which is where melatonin is produced. And in the normal run of things, in the healthy way it used to be, melatonin levels very low in our bodies during the day, and then they start to rise in the evening, climb to a peak around 2 o'clock in the morning, and come down at night. And melatonin has got a key role as it's not the sleep hormone, people get that wrong. It actually is the darkness hormone. It is the hormone that's telling all the cells of our body that it's dark outside and it's time to get into that repair and recovery mode. And rest mode, and that's what melatonin's doing. It's right. Also suppressing cancer cells in the body. So now we come along and we introduce these so-called energy-efficient LED lights, rich in blue. They trigger in the evenings when we got them on in our homes in the evenings. They trigger this blue response, so the body is detecting this as daytime. The melatonin is suppressed. The cancer risk is increased. In fact, breast cancer risk, prostate cancer, colon cancer, all of them are rapidly climbing today. You've seen that, but particularly in young people, the rates are climbing. And a lot of it has got to do with this exposure to excessive amounts of blue-rich light in the evening hours and nighttime hours.
Hang on to that thought, Doc. We got to take a commercial break. I definitely want to continue talking about blue light. We got Dr. Martin Moore Eade with us. His book, The Light Doctor. He is the Light Doctor. More with Dr. Martin Moore Eade on The Bright Side right after this.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to the late doctor, Dr. Martin Moore-Eed. His website, thelightdoctor.com. His book, Late Doctor, The Late Doctor. Dr. Eed, before we went to break, or is it Moore-Eed? Dr. Moore-Eed, should I say?
Moore-Eed, yeah, sure.
Dr. Moore-Eed, okay, great. So blue light, red light. I hear a lot about this. Blue light you were mentioning is associated with LEDs. First of all, why is that? Why do LEDs put out more blue light? Is that just a function of how of the structure of the system?
Or, yeah, why would that be? What they use is a blue pump and an LED chip that is the most efficient way to collect electricity into light is to convert it as blue. Then you have to add phosphors to the mix and spread out and get a white spectrum, you know, with the different colors in it. But essentially, they still always have this spike of blue. And that blue is just fine during the daytime. But during the evening and nighttime hours, it can be deadly. It increases the risk of diabetes and obesity, increases the risk of heart disease, increases the risk of various cancers. And this is all based on a phenomenal amount of scientific research and publications.
And it's not
well established fact.
And it's not just blue light from LEDs, also from our devices, no? From computers,
absolutely,
and smartphones.
Yeah, because they've got LEDs in the devices. So you've got an LED computer screen you're looking at now. You've got it in your cell phone. And indeed, the solution, which is to build LEDs, and this is one of the things that I invented over the last few years, patented, invented, and now it's being manufactured and is available, are LEDs that automatically change from being rich in blue during the daytime but have no blue or virtually no blue during the evening and nighttime hours. And you can do that with screens as well as with light bulbs and light fixtures. So that's the solution, is make sure you're not polluting your world with blue light during the evening and nighttime hours.
Are you saying you could put a screen on top of your devices so they don't emit blue?
Well, I understand that right? Put a screen on, but you could also change the LEDs that are behind the device.
In other words, a smartphone?
New LEDs coming out, new screens coming out, which actually have chips in them that have no blue. And they still can produce a nice white screen. And that's a matter of what's called spectral engineering, is how you use LEDs to build whatever light source you want. And you can build that LEDs for screens, for light bulbs and fixtures that have essentially zero blue at the key, that sky blue color, which is the signal, nature's signal to tell us it's daytime.
It's daytime. I got it. So red light antagonizes blue light, I imagine. Is the sun?
Well, it's not so much antagonized. It does not trigger the same response. Now, red light, all the different, you know, the color spectrum, you know, we think of white light or sunshine or whatever it is, or electric light as being white or yellowish white. In reality, there is no white in it. That's what the brain is seeing. It's full of all the colors of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. It's got violet and blue and yellow and mm-hmm. orange and red. Now, the red part, every one of those colors has a particular health benefit or health effect. So red light, for example, is excellent at healing skin, scars. It makes your hair grow. That's why sometimes people have these devices that put on their heads if you've got a bald spot and have the hair grow there. It's a healing, has a strong healing effect. Other lights, like green in the spectrum, the green part of the spectrum, actually relieve pain and can be used to reverse migraines. Violet light can be used as a disinfectant. It kills bacteria and viruses. So you've got all those colors in the spectrum. So sunlight has got it all, right? You're outside in the sun, in the daylight, and you've got lots of bright light, and you've got every part of the spectrum, and that's the maximum healing value. That's why it's so valuable to our health to be outside. So one of the key hints in today's world is make sure you get out for an hour every morning, particularly in the morning hours. It has huge effects on your mental health, on your physical health, reduces the risk of heart disease, all sorts of things. People live longer. That's one of the amazing things. Looking at people who are outside more hours during the daytime, they live years longer than people who spend most of their time indoors.
Doc, let me ask you this before you continue. Solar radiation has all of the rays, all of the colors, the wavelengths.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the effect of sunscreens and sunblocks?
Well, sunscreens are blocking out on the skin. You remember, that's not doing your eyes. This light is critical. It's coming in through the
eye.
What matters is what comes through the eye.
Got it.
That's what the health is. Now, there are effects in the skin of, some of the ultraviolet, and those are, you know, they can help the skin produce vitamin D, turn cholesterol into vitamin D and so forth. But then you've also got some risks of skin cancers and things like that. You get too much of that violet light. So one of the reasons is why people put on sunscreens be outside. But that's a different matter. You know, what you do with your skin is one thing. What you do with your eyes is another. And so, you know, and the key is obviously not, you know, there's the right amount of light. There's such a thing as too much light. You can damage things with too much light. But the main thing is in the morning hours, that's really the key, before the sun's at its peak. And I'll tell you a story. You know, there are now studies showing patients admitted to hospital rooms that are facing south and east. They get the morning sunlight in a whole number of conditions. 60 psychiatric conditions, they get discharged in half the time.
Oh, wow.
The same patients, same drugs, same doctors, same hospital floor, but the rooms facing north and west that don't get morning sunlight.
Is that one study?
Huge effect of that.
Is that one study you're quoting there, or has it been replicated?
Oh, yeah, there's several studies, yeah, several studies show.
Is that in your book?
That's in my book.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
The book, The Light Doctor, really tells this whole story. It's never really been put together before, but it explains this whole story, what the different spectrum are, what lights to look for, how to, in fact, maintain your health, and how to use light, because light can boost health, improve sleep, and let you live longer if you know how to use light. Unfortunately, most of us are in this very artificial twilight world of LEDs, very unhealthy.
Have you heard of the book Lights Out? That talks all about.
I've heard of the book. Yeah, Lights Out. Yeah,
yeah, that came out many years. Actually, I think 1990s, and I forgot who wrote it. But she talked a lot about some of the stuff you're saying. What's your take on sunglasses?
Well, sunglasses again. It's what you've got. You are looking, needing to protect your eyes from too much, particularly the royal blue colors. If it's in really bright sunlight, that can damage the eyes and so forth. But you know the so-called toxic blue effect, or the blue light dangers, are really only associated with bright sunlight. They're never a problem indoors. But essentially, the other side of glasses is that in the evening hours, you can use special glasses that filter out the blue, so-called there are a lot of blue blockers out there. Unfortunately, a lot of placebos don't do anything, but you need ones that block out the sky blue light. They tend to look orange-yellow in color, but they can, in fact, you know, protect your eyes from the blue from the screens or blue from the LED lights.
Does seasonal affective disorder have anything to do with this?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole lot of disorders that are associated with the shortness of the day, and our psychiatric condition, our mental health, our depressive symptoms, very much influenced by this. So using light in the mornings can relieve depression. People use light boxes and things like that to try to get this morning light. But it's a big effect in terms of people who get exposed to light in the mornings, you know, have way less incidence of anxiety and depression and so forth. So there's so much we're doing wrong most of the time. Most people are unaware of it. Light is light. Just whatever I can see by, that's all I care about. It makes the room look pretty. That's all I care about. Wrong. It is. You've really got to pick lights that are going to boost your health. And that's the whole breakthrough now, is these lights are becoming available both for the home, light bulbs and light fixtures. And as I say, shortly they'll be in the screens as well.
All right. When's the book coming out, Doc?
Well, the book is very imminent right now. I have the proofs. So we should be in about another month or so before it's out there. And we'll be getting the word out for it. You can sign up, pre-order on my website, thelightdoctor.com, and we'll make sure I get it. But it's, you know, we've got a lot of excitement now about this, because, as I say, I was looking at one of the big publishers' websites. They published 1,800 books on nutrition and health, and only one on light and health, and that was back in 2013, before LED lights arrived in the market.
You're on the cutting edge, Doc. I can't wait to read the book. Thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side. The late doctor, Dr. Martin Moore Eade. Thank you so much, Doc.
Appreciate
it. Have a beautiful evening. Thank you so much. Dr. Martin Moore Eade, the book is The Late Doctor. Can't wait to read this thing. And I did sign up to pre-order it. TheLateDoctor.com is his website. That's all the time we have for this evening. On The Bright Side, we'll continue talking about the simplicity of health, the triangle of disease. Now, the horizontal horizon of disease on The Bright Side tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome Saturday evening. We'll talk to you later. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.